At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You can read the stories if you want. Up in Manitoba, north of Winnipeg, the fires continue. And the stories I consume getting ready for this conversation, a lot of uncertainty how controlled those fires are. You want to feel like they definitely aren't under control? Walk outside. Walk outside the metro area. Walk outside northern Minnesota. Walk outside Wisconsin. Our air quality is awful. We have another alert in the metro area until 6 today. Ryan Leek is with us to help us out. He's a meteorologist, air quality forecaster with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. And like all of our guests, like Chip just was, Ryan's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline here. Ryan, who exactly is in charge of these wildfires in Manitoba? Do they have just one person overwhelmed? How is this lasting as long as it is? And when will we get sustained relief? Do you have any idea in that area?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Canada is very large, and there are a lot of forests. And so this time of year, wildfire season, you get a lot of wildfires that start and spread. And as soon as you have those hot, dry conditions, they can just kind of take off. And sometimes those fires are really remote. We can actually see them on satellites. We know exactly where they are.
Do you see anybody actually working to put them out at this point, Ryan? Because I feel like they never end. It's like the third straight year of this being a significant hindrance for people outside. And I'm not saying they never happened before, but they are just so much more regular, just a part of our lives the last 3 years.
Yeah, it is a complicated problem for sure. You know, luckily for me, my main focus is just one part of the bigger puzzle, which is to focus on the air quality forecasting. So we see the fires starting up there, we see the smoke heading down to Minnesota, and we try to get our forecast out and alerts out if the air quality is going to be poor enough.
How bad is the air right now in Minnesota?
Right, so we just had one significant wave of wildfire smoke move through the state, as everyone is probably well aware, this past weekend.
Yeah.
That is on its way out, largely gone. But we have a second round that just moved in this morning, and that's why we have an air quality alert for northern Minnesota through 6 p.m. today. Once that moves on, we're not out of the woods yet. It looks like we're still going to have to be dealing with additional rounds of wildfire smoke. Exactly where and when is still up for debate, But those wildfires that are the source of the smoke continue across southeastern Manitoba, western Ontario, and central Saskatchewan.
Do you have any feel how bad the air quality must be in the vicinity of these fires? If we have to suffer the way we are, and this is hundreds and hundreds of miles away, I can only imagine how extraordinarily harsh it might be close.
Yeah, you know, that's a fantastic point. A lot of people don't think about that, but the air quality is always worse the closer you are to the wildfires. And like you said, some of these wildfires, a lot of them are hundreds of miles away. We've even seen smoke transport into Minnesota from wildfires that are over 1,000 miles away. And so it depends on the weather conditions, the exact weather conditions, how much of that smoke can, you know, maintains its concentration by the time it gets to Minnesota. But always it's worse near the wildfires. And so as bad as it's been here, you know, you can have some sympathy for the folks that are living in Canada.
So you're talking about this wave going away and then uncertainty when it potentially could strike again. When it gets to that point, how far ahead can you see it? Let's say it's going to affect us next weekend. Let's hope it doesn't. Are you seeing that already 3-4 days ahead, or is it too tough to predict it with that sort of distance in between days?
So it kind of depends. It's kind of a two-pronged problem. The first question that we have to answer is, will the wildfires be active? And if so, when? And when I say active, they're always kind of like smoldering and burning. But sometimes you get weather conditions that really like fuel the flames, like really kind of promote that fire growth. So we look for those days across the regions of the wildfires, first and foremost. That's weather related. So weather models go out to about 7 days with some level of, you know, accuracy. After that, it drops off quite a bit. So in that respect, we can kind of have a decent feel for what the wildfires will be like through about 7 days.
Ryan Lee, sorry about that, Ryan. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Then just to finish up that thought, the second part of the problem is, where will the smoke go once been produced? And that's determined by the wind. And that can also be determined by the weather models, which about 7 days.
Ryan Leake is with us. He's a meteorologist. His specialty is air quality forecaster with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, obviously talking about just the awful air quality. We've had days where our air quality is as bad as anywhere across the globe, it seems. I remember one rating in particular in this country. Dealing with the fires, has Minnesota faced it worse than any other state in the nation, or is that hyperbole?
Well, again, it kind of goes back to the proximity to the fires, and being that we are a very northern state, the most northern in the lower 48, we are kind of on the front lines of dealing with the wildfire smoke. Other northern states have to deal with it as well, typically first and in heaviest concentrations, such as the Dakotas, Montana, and then also off to the east in Wisconsin and Michigan. But certainly, like we get the brunt of the smoke that comes from Canada, at least in terms of the states here in the U.S.
Ryan, excellent stuff. Continue your fine work. Stay safe, and I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Anytime.
Ryan Leake with us. Rapid Fire Radio, when we come back on CCO.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.